This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano broadcasting live from the Schnucks in Lake St. Louis. Come on by, sample some great donuts, have some brats. They got some Blue Moon Brewery Company serving some beer over there. Martin will like that. So we are here till 1 o'clock. Bill McDermott is going to join us at 11 for a few minutes. Martin will be here shortly after 11. Dan Dierdorf is going to join us at 11:20. And, Brian, we got a big football game on Saturday. Athletic Director Jim Sterk told us yesterday, I think they were 300 tickets away from selling out over 60,000. How about for both of you, Jim and Brian, interest level on a 1 to 10 for this football game?
Oh, I'd say about an 8. I think so much of it is an intrigue, as it seems like, fair or unfair, and I guess it falls on when it is in the schedule, but that Georgia game always seems to be a measuring stick for Missouri. That's when you kind of find out what kind of team they are. And I haven't looked at the schedule, but it seems like more often than not, that's like one of the early SEC games. But that seems to be kind of the barometer for where we're at. And I'm kind of interested to see where Drew Locke is.
And, Jim, give me a quick number. Your interest level,
1 to 10? I'll take a 7. I'm not real confident, but I'll take a 7.
I think it's a 9 for me. Joining us now is Chuck Dottle. He is the host of the Kirby Smart Show, a member of the Georgia broadcast team. Chuck, we really appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's good to talk to you, Frank.
Any idea on how Georgia will travel? We talked with Jim Stork, the AD, and he said, well, they have 4,000 tickets. That's what they've bought, I guess, from the school, but they can buy a lot more online. How many Georgia fans do they go be in Columbia on Saturday?
I'll promise you more than 4,000. that I will promise you. Georgia, over the past couple of years, has suddenly developed a reputation, and this has not always been the case, but over the past couple of years has developed a reputation of a school that will really travel. We took over the stadium at South Bend, Indiana, against Notre Dame last year, had a terrific turnout, obviously all the way in L.A. at the Rose Bowl, far outdrew Oklahoma at the Rose Bowl. And it's a fan base now that has suddenly taken to this idea that hey, we like to travel. Right now we are battling for tickets in Baton Rouge to get tickets down there when we go down to play LSU next month. And that's a little bit. Let me just tell you right now in the conference, if you check around the conference, and Georgia's about the only school that is traveling. I mean, even in close proximity, you won't find, you know, a lot of Auburn fans trying to go to Georgia or LSU fans trying to go to Oxford for whatever reason, SEC fans in general have kind of developed a stay at home during the regular season attitude and then travel with your team postseason. And
Chuck,
that's not been the case with Georgia.
Did you ever get a rough estimate of how many were at Notre Dame last year, Georgia fans?
Well, the estimates that we had were well over 40,000. In fact, what was amazing was the night before, on Friday night, they had a Georgia night at Wrigley Field, and they had Vince Dooley throw out the first pitch, and the number of people that broke into the UGA chant. Throughout Wrigley Field, and there were a lot of people, Cubs fans, looking around going, what's this all about? Not really connecting that Georgia was playing Notre Dame the next day. But, we had a huge turnout at Notre Dame and took over the stadium, and they were a little upset with their own fans for selling their tickets to Georgia fans.
Hmm. You brought up Vince Dooley. We, of course, in Missouri, have Derek Dooley, his son, the offensive coordinator. He got his start coaching as a defensive grad assistant at Georgia when Kirby Smart was actually a player. And then we have Dooley's son, JT, who I believe is a walk-on wide receiver. I wonder if there's any chance he could get a little clock on Saturday.
Well, wouldn't that be something? That would be something to have him out on the field. But I will tell you, Derek is just a terrific guy and a great coach. And I understand he's brought a lot of the things that they were doing with the Cowboys to the offense there at Missouri. So, just another little quill another quiver in the bow, I should say, for that offense, which is scary with that quarterback that Missouri has.
Well, speaking of that, Chuck, by the way, we're talking with Chuck Dottle, member of the Georgia broadcast team, host of the Kirby Smart Show. I think most of us in St. Louis are really skeptical about whether Missouri can play with, maybe the most talented team in America. But here's one angle that gives us a little bit of hope. Georgia ranks dead last among FBS teams in sacks with just one. And Missouri's offensive line is experienced, and they do protect Drew Lock. I mean, if Lock has time to throw, they scored 28 points on Georgia last year. I have a feeling Missouri's going to score some points.
Well, you'd certainly think that that's the case. I will tell you this. Kirby Smart has addressed that question several times about, the idea that Georgia is not getting much pressure on the quarterback. His response is that, we're a run-stop defense. Now, having said that, Missouri's actually leading the SEC in run defense. But Georgia views itself as a team that likes to stop the run. And Kirby says it's hard to stop the run and pressure the quarterback at the same time. And they feel like they've been effective defensively, keeping in mind that, they've only allowed 24 points so far this season. They have outscored opponents by the total of 135 to 24, and seven of those came last week on a one play guy broke a tackle on a pass play for Murray State and went 40 something yards for a touchdown. Other than that, the only points they've given up, they gave up 17 points to South Carolina, but seven of those points were well after the game was decided and out of hand. So Georgia's been playing a lot of kids, going very deep. I do believe that when it gets down to playing defense against a talented offense like Missouri has, they're going to be challenged probably more so than they have at any point this season so far. And if you'll recall, last year against what I think was a better defense that Georgia had last year, Drew Lock, hit some deep bombs on them and put up, I believe, 26 points, if I remember correctly.
All right, let's talk about...
It may have been 28, but he put up a lot of points. I know that.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit about Georgia on offense against this Missouri secondary, which was absolutely torched last Saturday night at Purdue. You have Jake Fromm. I know you have all these backs. You have pretty good balance on offense. But do you think Kirby Smart's looking at this tape and thinking, boy, we're going to throw the ball against these guys?
Well, I don't know if he thinks that or he prefers to be balanced, obviously. And again, as I mentioned, Kirby says that they're a run-stop defense. He'll also tell you that we are first and foremost a running offense. He prefers to, grind it out on the ground. We have a massive offensive line. I think Will Muschamp referred to the right side of Georgia's offensive line as the human eclipse. Because when you put Ben Cleveland and Isaiah Wynn, two young players at guard and tackle next to each other on the right side of that line, they each run at 6'7" and 350 plus pounds. And both are five-star athletes, by the way, five-star recruits. So Georgia's offensive line is massive. It's huge. And so as a result, Georgia likes to pound the ball. They like to wear defenses down, and that's where they put South Carolina away, was in the second half after just wearing them out up front with that offensive line.
Tell me a little bit about Kirby Smart. If you're a hair away from winning the national championship last year, you're second in the country this year, you had the best recruiting class in America this past season. Is he the most important sports figure in the state of Georgia?
Well, that's a great question. You know what? I would say this. I would say right now he's the most popular and successful. You know, he just took a team to within a hair of a national championship, providing some of the most exciting football that Georgia had seen in a while. And then he turns around and stacks on top of that the number one recruiting class in the country, and then starts to compile what I believe is right now either the one or the first or second best recruiting class for 2019 that he has committed so far. And on top of that, he's sitting here number two in the nation and unbeaten. So it'd be hard to say he's not. You might say Brian Snitker with the Braves, with what he's done with the Braves, but certainly right now you'd say Kirby Smart even exceeds that. That's probably a great question, and I think if he's not one, he's 1A.
How about Evander Holyfield's son, who rushed for over 100 yards? Do you see Evander at the games, and is this kid a special elite player?
I got to tell you, Evander and I are good friends, have been for a long time. I traveled with him on the road all the time that he was fighting, was at every one of his fights. Saw him last week at the game, first time I'd seen him in I don't know, 6 or 9 months. We text a lot, but first time I'd seen him. And I walked over, I said, "Aren't you Elijah Holyfield's father?" And he just broke into a big grin. He's so proud of his son, as well he should be, because Elijah not only looks a lot like Evander in the face, but he's got that same work ethic that his dad had. His dad was a guy that just, you know, you weren't going to outwork him. And he's Elijah's much the same way, and kind of coming into his own now, kind of starting to feel like, you know, I want the ball, give me the ball, and had his first 100-yard game last week, and he had it all in the first half because Georgia started to go to the bench a lot in the second half. So you'll see a lot of Elijah Holyfield on Saturday in Columbia. There's no question about it, and he's a terrific young man. And much like his dad, he's got that same spirit and drive and work ethic.
How is Evander health-wise? Is he still real sharp?
Yeah, you know, that's he's got a very dry sense of humor, and he's a very Evander doesn't say a lot. He, you know, not a real talkative guy, but he's got a terrific sense of humor, and he's very much still with it. I mean, he's never been a guy, even when he was heavyweight champion of the world, to travel with an entourage. He basically goes places by himself, and he's happy to talk with people, engage people, pose for pictures, sign autographs. Just a wonderful guy to be around.
I think most people would think that the Alabama head coaching job is probably the best in America, with Georgia a close second. And I'm wondering, with Kirby Smart being at Alabama, is there ever any discussion if Nick steps down, or is he simply going to make this Georgia program so unbelievable that there's no reason to leave?
That's something that you hear discussed quite a bit about, you know, if Nick Saban were to say tomorrow, decide I've had it and I'm done, where would Alabama go first? And, you know, the thought naturally is, well, they'd come after Kirby, try to get him to come back over there. I think right now Kirby would probably stay here. This is his alma mater. Georgia has given him everything he has asked for, a much increased staff, a brand new indoor facility, a new west end zone that has a recruiting lounge for recruits and their families, as well as a fabulous new locker room for the team. And so right now, it would be hard to say that Alabama has anything better than Georgia. Not that Alabama doesn't have the money to go and spend and get it. But I think right now Kirby is very happy at Georgia. I think he loves being part of the his alma mater's success. And not only that, he knows this. His father, Sonny Smart, attends all the games and is down the sideline. His father was one of the most successful high school coaches in the state. So Kirby has deep inroads with other high school coaches when it comes to recruiting in this state of Georgia, which is obviously very football rich. And so he's in a good position. So right now, as we sit here today, I would tell you that that would never cross Kirby's mind. Mary Beth, his wife, was a big basketball star here at the University of Georgia, and so they're Bulldogs, and they're Bulldogs through and through, and seem very happy here.
How many five stars did he get this past recruiting class, and how many five stars you think are on the Georgia roster right now, roughly?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe we have north of 17 on the roster right now.
Oh, jeez.
He's the last 2 years, I mean, he's just killed it with fives. In fact, let me look ahead to next year. Right now, as we sit here right now, Kirby Smart has 17 commitments for the class of 2019. 17. 16 of the 17 are five-star or four-star. So he has, let me give it to you exactly. He's got 6 5-star and 11 four-star. So that means 16 of the 17 are four-star or better, and only one is a three-star.
I think Georgia is the best high school football state. How many of those, I know I'm catching you off guard here, Chuck, but of those 17, how many do you think are from Georgia?
Oh, maybe two or three.
Okay.
Believe it or not, we've gotten a lot of these five stars from out of state. He's gone outside the state to get, he's gone to North Carolina. He's gone to Tennessee. We'll start a guy at right tackle tomorrow, Cade Mays. At left tackle, Cade Mays, who is a five star out of Tennessee, whose father was a legacy for the Vols. We will start Isaiah Wynn, a five-star right tackle from New York City. We will start DeAndre Swift in the backfield, a five-star running back out of Philadelphia. So Georgia gets a lot of kids from other states that are also – I mean, Kirby's not afraid to go for the five stars that are elsewhere. But he hits a lot of home runs here in the home, too.
Chuck, honored to have you on the program. Hope you enjoy your time in Columbia on Saturday.
Always do, Frank. Always do. That's just a great place. Love coming to Columbia. We all do.
Good stuff. Chuck, we'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be with you.
All right. Chuck Dottle, member of the Georgia broadcast team, joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Speaking of Hollywood Casino, I think at 11 o'clock, if you're not going to be in Columbia, not a bad place would be 99 Hops House. 99 different beers to choose from. Great appetizers, great sandwiches. And then after that, you do a little gambling, maybe do a little people watching, hang out there. And then, of course, a little bit later, you can have one of those great dinners at one of the great steakhouses in St. Louis, the Final Cut Steakhouse. They also have the all-you-can-eat buffet, Charlie Gito's, Hollywood Casino. It's a great place to spend a Saturday night. We'll take a timeout, text and phone calls when we come back.